Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Kathy Kaler, Chief Executive Officer at Chai FM, and I am so excited to hear more about Community Connect, because I've noticed there's been these rumblings and excitement all through the studios and the office, and this is all, and I just wanted to actually understand what this is.
So, there's a lot to the story, so I'm going to...
You've got 8 minutes.
All right, I've got 8 minutes. Thank you so much. So Wendy Kahn actually drew my attention to this about 3 weeks ago. Might be a little bit longer.
Right.
Where she had a meeting with one of the organizations in Alex, and it came out in that meeting that we always refer to the 16th of June 1976 as the
watershed moment, the Soweto riots.
Exactly. It was profound. It was the picture of Hector Peterson was something. They say that was the end of apartheid. That was the official end of apartheid, because that picture changed everybody's minds. But we only ever hear about Soweto.
Right.
What Wendy Kahn had learned is that Alex in 1976 had won high school. All the kids from that high school used to commute, well, all the other kids who weren't in that high school used to commute to high schools in Soweto. And so the protests started on the 15th, a day before Soweto, in Alex. It went across to Soweto with the kids.
Why don't we know that? Why didn't I know this? I read.
Alexandra is the red-headed stepchild of South Africa.
That.
Everything's about Soweto, Soweto, Soweto. And... you know, the only thing that you can do to right the past is to change the way you do things now.
Right, absolutely.
22 young people on the 18th of June were fired upon. No, 22 young people lost their lives.
18th of June, 1976.
1976. This was 2 days after the 16th of June.
And so it starts in Alex.
It goes
it
to Soweto.
It moves to Soweto,
and
then
it
comes
back
where these kids lose their lives. And we... don't even really know about
Can
this?
I tell you how badly recorded it is? Is that there isn't even a complete list of all the young people that died. And I'm actually working with the Apartheid Museum.
That
I'm working with different
insane.
Sources to try and compile that list.
Okay, so you speak to Wendy Kahn, you get this information.
Right, then contacted Alex FM. Now, Chai FM has a relationship with Alex FM that even they didn't know about. Because that's how we work, apparently.
Right. Okay.
But you know that the reason that we called Chai FM is because of Alex FM.
No, I didn't know that.
So in 2005, when Icasa published all the frequencies that one could apply for, because you have to be invited to apply, whatever.
Right.
There was all these frequencies throughout South Africa, but there was only one for Gauteng, and that was 89.1. And the reason that it happened, that it was up for application, was that the station management at that time hadn't renewed their license.
Right.
And so that was Chai FM's foot in the door. But what's 8 and 9? 17 and 1 is 18. It's Chai, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's why Chai FM is called Chai FM.
Oh, wow.
Because of the first application. We were never going to take their frequency,
right,
but it was a foot
course.
In the door.
Oh, that is incredible.
So very exciting. Sunday.
So what is happening on Sunday?
Right, so it's a dual broadcast. What goes out on Chai FM will go out on Alex FM.
Oh, my word.
And Howard Feldman, between 9 and 12.
I'm very excited about this,
Between 9 and 12, you're going to be co-presenting with Muntu Mbanjwa.
Right.
Who is one of the Alex FM presenters. Not only
I hope he knows how to behave. You know, we've got standards, Kathy. Oh, okay. Apparently I don't have standards. They've got standards. Is that what you're saying?
They are the adults in this relationship. You just need to know.
Fine. I hope they know that.
They've been going since 1994. No, right. But what's so interesting is that Muntu is actually one of the survivors of the Alex massacre.
Oh,
so you've
word.
Got him, but you know, as a community,
so he's going to tell us his story.
Exactly, but as a community, as a Jewish community, we understand profoundly the need to have survivor testimony, and
incredible.
So for the first time, we actually have survivors of that Alex massacre. They're going to be coming into the studio because everything's going to be done from our studios,
right?
And you're going to be hearing
that
the
is
survivor
incredible.
Testimony. And, you know, it's interesting. We were in a meeting and somebody said, you know, we've got this one survivor and he's very angry. I said, well, why shouldn't he be? Can you imagine somebody saying to a Holocaust survivor, you have no right to be angry?
Shh.
Can you imagine that?
Unbelievable.
We
Unbelievable.
We as a nation, we remember the Holocaust, but we've been able to move on because we're no longer victims.
Yeah. And Holocaust survivor.
Exactly. Holocaust survivor. So you're a massacre. You're an apartheid survivor. It's the same racist ideology that created both of them.
I am so looking forward to this conversation. That's happening 9 o'clock on a Sunday
morning. 9 to 12.
9 to 12. Don't be late.
And join us, yeah.
That'll be fantastic.
So you're going to sing. What song are you singing today, Howard?
Oh, you're in studio. You're going to hang around.
No, I'm not in studio. Yes. There's the door. I can leave.
Senna, lock the door. There's 8:39, Cathy Kaler talking to us about this initiative, which I think is absolutely tremendous. Join us on Sunday morning, 9 o'clock, 9 to 12, as we do a community connect. It's a community connect initiative between Chai FM and Alex FM. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.